Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm good. Good.
Shalom, shalom.
Do not know.
Hi, you.
She heard you. You hear him through the phone?
He was saying something. I heard him. Hello, moms and pops.
Hello.
Hello.
We also have Loretta and Hubert on the line.
Okay. I thought I heard Lakeisha.
Huh?
I thought I heard the little girl on the line when I came in.
Come on, Kira?
Yeah.
Oh no, they haven't joined yet. How was your visit yesterday?
We had a enjoyable time.
Hello.
Yeah,
hey Loretta, can you hear us?
Huh?
You can hear us?
My phone came out. He was trying to talk on the other phone, and it came out of plug.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
ready.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Oh, did she come by herself?
Oh, I'm there. We're just on
camera. Get down on this. That's what had happened.
Okay, well, I can hear you.
They didn't leave about sales.
Okay. Oh, okay. We have another caller joining. Is that Ms. Williams?
Yes. Good evening.
Welcome. Good evening.
Yeah, we miss you.
I miss you all, too. Happy belated Happy Easter, Resurrection Day.
Amen.
Yeah, we were celebrating with the pastor and his family.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Okay, we had another caller. Is it Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Okay, is Kira with you today?
Yes.
Okay, great. Welcome. Okay, Loretta, you can go ahead and start reading, then I'll announce any new callers.
Okay. All right, I'm picking up Genesis 48. One day, not long after this, word came to Joseph that his father was failing rapidly. So taking with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, he went to visit him. When Jacob heard that Joseph had arrived, he gathered his strength and sat up in the bed to greet him and said to him, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me and said to me, I will make you a great nation, and I will give this land of Canaan to you and to your children's children for an everlasting possession. And now, as to these two sons of yours, Ephraim and Manasseh, born here in the land of Egypt before I arrived, I am adopting them as my own, and they will inherit from me just as Reuben and Simeon will. But any other children born to you shall be your own and shall inherit Ephraim's and Manasseh portion from you. For your mother Rachel died after only two children. When I came from Padarim, as we were just a short distance from Ephrah, and I buried her beside the road of Bethlehem. Then Israel took look over at the two boys. As these are these the ones, he asked. Yes, Joseph told him. These are my sons who God has given me here in Egypt. And Israel said, bring them over to me, and I will bless them. Israel was half blind with age, so that he could barely see. So Joseph brought the boys close to him, and he kissed and embraced them. And Israel said to Joseph, I never thought that I would see you again, but now God had let me see your children too. Amen.
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 Amen. We had another caller join. Let's see. Mrs. Allen?
Yes.
Hi, welcome.
Are you
by yourself, Mrs. Allen?
I am.
Okay, we got a few more callers coming in. Let's see. Daniel?
Yes.
Okay, well, he did join. Hey, welcome.
Hey.
Well, let me go ahead and do a roll call so everyone would know who's all on the call. We have myself, Angela. We have Loretta and Hubert. We have Mom and Pops Werner. We have Auntie Dot and Kira and Mrs. Williams and Mrs. Allen and Daniel.
Amen.
Welcome, everyone. Okay, well, let's go ahead and start with our opening prayer. If you would please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask you to bind this line and loose your angels to protect us as we share our prayers. Lord, destroy and remove any deceptions in our minds as we bow and worship before you. O Lord, open up our hearts to receive your Spirit. Help us to actively listen to your words. Guide our minds to accept the teaching and for us to seize the moments we spend together today. For where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst of them. And all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. In your precious name, amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. We'll go ahead and do Matthew 19:26. Hubert, can you lead us in that?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
with men, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
But with God,
Amen.
Thank you for that healer. All right. I hope everyone's ready to share all their good news. And I would like to start with Mother. Would you like to go first this evening?
What'd you say?
You, Mother.
Yeah, I know what you said, but I didn't catch it good. Okay. I'm going to read out of Isaiah, level 1 through 10, is that no more dead end. Have you ever been driven down the road only to find a dead end? How many times do we encounter dead end in life and concluded that further efforts are useless? Often life's dead end discourage us because they seem to come at times when we have sacrificed and struggled so much. Such a abrupt and unexpected ending seemed too unjust. So unjust. During a time when the line of David seemed to be at a dead end, the prophet Isaiah delivered a word of hope through the prophet. God promised that a branch grow from a tree that has been cut down to the root. He promised a king from the lineage of David at a time when enemies had all but wiped out the nation. He promised that the Messiah, his messenger, of hope, life, and grace would come from the remnant of a defeated, downtrodden, and desolated people. We live in an age where dead end experience such as divorce, unemployment, and lack of education are commonplaces. But the promise of extension at a time of extension is characteristic of God. He can bring new hope and life to those who have experienced dead end. God is faithful to his promise, even though it may not be visible. He is often building a connection road beyond the dead end sign. Our challenge is to believe in his promise and wait until he connects the road and change the dead end to open highway. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Mom. All righty, Loretta, would you like to go next, please?
Sure. I'll be coming out of the Daily Bread. Sorry for the pause and the delay, but the title is called The Link to Life. According to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regenerations and renewing of the Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit gives us access to abundant life, spiritual life in Christ. When we accept Christ as Lord, God washes our sins away and renews us by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Once we know Christ, the Holy Spirit helps us experience God's love and his understanding, and with prayer and abound in hope. Today, as you think about your relationship with God, remember that the Spirit is your guide to life in Christ. Romans 8:14. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Romans 8:14. All righty. Hubert, would you like to go next?
Yes, I will. I'll be coming for you out of the day of bread also. And my scepter will be for coming out of our daily bread for April 26th. This is a Sabbath day until the Hebrews, from which I am a part and I serve my religious denomination. Down the up staircase, and this is taken from 2 Chronicles 12, 1 and 8. If my people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins. The video starts with a puppet at the top of the stairs, afraid to go down, despite much encouragement from people observing at the bottom. Daisy can't figure it out. She wants to badly to join them, but fear keeps her pacing the landing. Then a bigger dog comes to help. Simon runs up the steps and then back down, showing Daisy how easy it is. Daisy's not convinced. Simon tries again, this time more slowly. Then he watches Daisy try again, but Daisy still is too scared. Once again, Simon goes to the top of the to demonstrate the technique. Finally, Daisy dares to let her back legs follow the front ones. Simon stays beside her. She makes it. Everyone celebrates. What a beautiful picture of discipleship. When we spend much of our time trying to teach others to climb up, but the more important and more difficult things to learn is how to go down. Throughout Scripture, we read that God desires humility of us, because the peoples of Judah humbled themselves, the Lord said, therefore I will not destroy them. On numerous occasions, God demonstrates humility by coming down. Finally, God sent Jesus, who spent his life teaching the technique we are to follow. And to close, more like the master I would ever be. More of his meekness, more humility. More zeal to labor, more courage to be true. More concentration for work. He bids me do. No one will learn anything at all unless he first learns humility. Slika Toda Yahweh. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be accepted in his sight. Pruya.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Okay, Pop, would you go next, please?
Yes.
All right.
The deliverance and the prophecy, the resurrection, Hosea 6:1-3. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he has torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he receive us, and the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know that we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and shall come into us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Next, the proof of the resurrection, Luke 24:1-7. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. They find the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. They enter in and find not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass that they were afflicted. Thereby, behold, two men by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, and bowed down their face to the earth, they said unto them, "Why seek you the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto us when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again." The pronouncement of the resurrection, Luke 24:8-12. And they remembered and returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other that were with them, which told these things to the apostles. And that would seem to them as our tale, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran into the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed wondering in himself as if which were come to pass. And when the angelic message was understood by women, proclaimed that they remembered his word. The teaching of Jesus was verified in his triumph over and over again. He told the disciples that he would be resurrected. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that, Pop. Auntie Dot, would you like to go next?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, before you start, we had another caller join. Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to this evening's call.
Amen. Full house tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah. All right, God, you can go now.
Okay. I will read. You are not expected to be perfect. When you make a mistake, do you get really mad at yourself, or maybe really, really, really mad? Hopefully not. After all, everybody makes mistakes, and nobody is expected to be perfect. Even when you make mistakes, God loves you. So you should love yourself too. So the next time you make a mistake, learn from it. And after you learn your lesson, try to be good. Try to be hard. Try not to be hard on yourself. God doesn't expect you to be perfect. And since he loves you anyway, you should feel that way too. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Would Kira like to go next?
Yes.
All righty.
Some stuff we could be hurt. Like if God didn't make food, we could not be alive if God didn't make food or water for us. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Kira.
Praise the Lord.
Awesome job. Amen.
Yeah, thank you, Miss Kira. All righty, Mrs. Williams.
Okay, I would like to share from Ruth, first chapter. That was verse 14. Then they lifted up their voices and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her God. Return after your sister-in-law. Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me. Here, this Ruth is called a very courageous woman. She chose to leave her homeland, her family, and go into a land that, where the people really were against her because she was a Moabite. But because she chose to go with her mother-in-law, that simply meant she chose to serve Naomi's God. And because of the great sacrifice Ruth made, she met her Boaz. Praise the Lord. And after meeting her Boaz, of course, they got married, and they bore a son, and Ruth ended up in the lineage of Jesus simply because she made a choice to follow that which was good, and that which was good was the Christ and her mother-in-law. And as of today, we as women, when we make a right choice, God will always bless us. We might not get our Boaz, but we will get the love of God always, always abiding deep down in our hearts. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams.
Hello,
okay, Mrs. Allen. Okay. Daniel, would you like to say anything this evening?
Hey, everybody. Bless everybody. And amen, everybody. I'm going to read. I didn't really have a lot, but I'm going to read out a song first. I hope it don't mess up the menu. Blessed is the man. First song. Blessed is the man. Yeah. Amen. Blessed is the man. Walk up. Not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, though he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in the season.
his leaf shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, not sit in the congregation of the righteousness. For the Lord knows the way of the righteousness, but the way of ungodliness shall perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Daniel. All right. Okay, Betty.
I'm going to pass. I'm just going to listen tonight. Thank you.
Okay. Amen. No problem. Alrighty, well, that concludes our first round, so we will go ahead with the sit and shut in. I'll turn it over to Loretta.
Excuse me. I would do the sit and shut in, followed by a song. And if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Father God, we thank you for the healing that you are doing for our family, friends, and loved ones, especially for Daddy Verner, Miss Wanda, Jessica Smith, myself, Loretta, Auntie Betty, Miss Allen, Evelyn, Calvin, Michael and Denise Moody, Josh and Kim, Miss Boyers and family, Charles and Val, Carlos and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Jerry and Terry, the Norris family, Mary Lowe, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Uncle Oliver, Sidaria, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, LaTanya, Cheryl, the Rako family, Lenny and family, Angela Burns, Rochelle Bessler, Mr. Harrell, Janet Williams, Monique, Vicky Husband, Tally, Quentin, Ruth Edwards, Valerie Crockett, Jenny, Jarrell Washington, Walter Moody, Eddie Tipman, the Rossiter family, Kira, Erlene, Jermaine, Janet Williams, Chris, Mary Ann, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, and we thank you for healing. And may we continue to do things that are pleasing to you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Sweet Spirit, sweet Spirit, take over this place, take over this place. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, take over this place, take over this place. Mighty Spirit, take over this place, take over this place. Healing Spirit, take over this place, take over this place. Sweet Spirit, Holy Spirit, take over this place. Amen, amen.
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 Loretta. Loretta.
Uh-huh.
Hello. Loretta.
Hi.
Uh-huh. Take Walter Moody's name off. He passed on yesterday.
God bless his soul.
Yeah. Michael Moody's my son-in-law's father. He passed yesterday.
How old was he?
Did you say how old was he, Miss Williams?
93.
He went on with
a good life.
He lived a good life.
He went on.
Amen. Amen. God bless him. God bless his soul.
Thanks for your prayers.
Amen.
Amen. God bless the dead for their works for them. Blessed be the name of the Yah. He went on.
Amen. Alrighty, we'll move on around to our birthday. Anyone celebrating a birthday from April 27th through May the 4th? I have Kamarian on May the 4th.
May the 3rd.
I thought we went through the 3rd.
Let me check my calendar. Yes, through the 3rd, Andrew. Yeah. Uh-huh. His birthday is on the 3rd. Kamarian.
Okay. And I have Janet on the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that I have. Anybody have any other birthdays?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, we hear you, Kara.
The March is May the 14th.
I didn't understand that.
He said...
Hey, my birthday every day, and I ain't been getting no calls or nothing.
Well, God bless you every day you wake up.
Monique's birthday is today. That's an innocent friend.
Monique. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Monique. Amen.
Today, 4/27. Okay. All right. Here. Mrs. Williams, would you do us the honors of singing happy birthday?
I would be delighted to.
Okay, thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. God blessings on you. God blessings on you. God blessings on you. Always God's blessings. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that.
Happy birthday.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and get on around to our praises and testimonies, songs, or poems. And I'm going to start us off with a poem. It's written by Sheila Edit. It's titled God's Prayer. Holy Spirit, we come to you. Holy Spirit, guide us through. Holy Spirit, we know you in a humble way. Teach us to kneel and pray. Holy Spirit, guide our path. Holy Spirit, rescue everyone of the common wrath. Holy Spirit, teach us wisdom. Holy Spirit, may we be forgiven. Holy Spirit, give us courage. We shall not be discouraged. Holy Spirit, come unto our hearts. We shall never depart. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I will start with Hubert.
Yes, thank you very much, Ikwasi. I would like to sing a song today. You know, in our life, you know, well, the Lord looks for us to represent him. He said, occupy until I come. With that in mind, we should study to show ourselves approved unto the God that lives within us, because the kingdom is within us. So we're going to occupy until he come. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Come by here, my Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Somebody singing, my Lord, come by here. Somebody singing, Lord, come by here. Somebody sing, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Somebody's praying, my Lord, come by here. Somebody's praying, my Lord, come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Now see somebody crying, Lord, kumbaya. Somebody's crying, Lord, kumbaya. Somebody's crying, Lord, kumbaya. Oh, yeah, kumbaya.
Toda, Yaheva.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
God. Thank you. Mother? Okay, I'm going to read out of the upper room, and it said, practice, practice, practice. And this is Psalm 119:89-94. Day after day, they seek me and delight to know my way. I dare pretend to. I remember when Morgan was first starting to play the piano. She became frustrated because she couldn't just sit down and play songs. She had to struggle and practice for hours. Finally, she became really good. Now she can play many different songs. There are times when she plays while I am cleaning the kitchen, and I love to listen. When she continues to practice, she gets better and better every day. Sometimes we set similar, unrealistic expectation for our faith. We accept Christ as our Savior and think we should also have perfect lives. We expect our faith should be strong enough to move mountains. But just like playing the piano, maturing in faith takes practice. Faith is like a muscle that needs to be worked in order to grow and stay strong. The more we read the Bible and spend time with God in prayer, the stronger we become in our faith. As the psalmist said, God's word will be a sweet taste to us, like honey to our mouth. God's word will help us stay on the right path. Through continual practice, become wise in the ways of our Lord and Savior. And the thought for today is that faith requires practice and practice. And the prayer said, dear Lord, for wisdom, give us a heart to study your word. Grant us wisdom and help us stay on the right path throughout our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Mother. Loretta, will you please come in?
Yes, I would like to share a poem. But first of all, I would like to say we missed you last week, Miss Allen, also.
Thank you.
And tell Reverend Allen we miss him, too.
I will.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
The poem goes on to say, "Let me present to God my mind, ready to think God's thought, and my will, ready to be guided by God's will. Let me present to God my emotion, ready to receive and express his emotion. Let me present to God my life, ready to be filled by his spirit." And the prayer goes on to say, "When it comes to the use of my gift of speech, I so often get things mixed up and turned around. Too quickly I speak, and too slowly I listen. Too easily I criticize, and too seldom I praise. Too often I complain, and too little I give thanks. Too loudly I express my opinion, and too reluctantly I listen to others. I ask God to forgive me for my lack of control over my tongue and help me to use the gift of speech as a blessing rather than a curse." Amen?
Amen.
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 Good question.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Auntie Gertie?
Well, I'm going to attempt to sing this song.
Amen.
Bless Allah.
If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? I went to the valley to pray. It felt so good that I stayed all day. If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need?
Hallelujah.
I stepped in the water was cold, it chilled my body, but not my soul. Now I got God in my life. Tell me what more do you need? Now I got God in my life. There is nothing else that I need. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Got God in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Daniel, would you like to go next? Daniel?
No.
No, he's still there.
Yeah.
He'll come back.
You call me? You call me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I thought I was with Betty. You got in my life.
Bless Allah, I told her I can.
I tell
you.
Well, I like to bless everybody, you know, and say I love everybody. Because without God, you know, love in your heart, you know. But I really ain't prepared to do the second round. But
bless Allah.
It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of
prayer. Amen.
See, it's my brother, it's my auntie, it's my lovers, it's them, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Everybody I know, standing in the row, standing in the need of prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Daniel. Okay. Mrs. Allen, would you like to say anything this go around?
No, I pass.
Okay, no problem. Mrs. Williams?
I would like to share a poem. The author is anonymous.
Okay.
And the scripture that goes with it is Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. The title of the poem is If. If I can throw a single ray of light across the darkened pathway of another, if I can aid some soul to clear sight of life and duty, and thus bless my brother, if I can wipe from any human cheek a tear, I shall not have lived my life in vain while here. If I can guide some erring one to truth, inspire within his heart a sense of duty, if I can plant within my soul a rosy youth, a sense of right, a love of truth and beauty, if I can teach one man that God and heaven are near, I shall not have lived in vain while here. If I from my mind I banish doubt and fear and keep my life attuned to love and kindness, if I can scatter light and hope and cheer and help remove the curse of mental blindness, if I can make a more joy, more hope, less pain, I shall not have lived and loved in vain. If by life roadside I can plant a tree beneath whose shade some weary head may rest, though I may never share its beauty, I shall yet be truly blessed, though no one knows my name, nor drop a rose upon my grave. I shall not have lived in vain while here. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Mrs. Williams. Right. Miss Kira, do you have anything else to say this evening?
No.
Okay.
We love you.
I pay.
Okay. Well, Pops.
Yes, sir.
What you got? A praise report?
Testimony? Yes,
what you got?
Oh,
amen.
We're going to find out. Well, I made to go through surgery, all right. And the doctor told me yesterday that before when he seen me that be operating on day and walk tomorrow. And I told him that was a blessing. And I got another praise report. My sister-in-law and brother-in-law came out to see her yesterday. They opened their yes, did it. We enjoyed them. And we dedicated one to the other that was Donna and Gary.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Get him out. Here we go. Give him another one he cannot find anywhere else and will keep returning. Your assignment is not your decision. but your discovery. Remember, kid walks in, fate walks out. If what you hold in your hand is not enough to be your harvest, make it your seed. You will never change what you believe until your belief system cannot produce something you want. You will only be persuaded by the problem you solve. Champions are willing to do things they hate to create something else they love. You will never possess what you are unwilling to pursue. The only reason men fail is broken focus. Stop looking at where you have been and start looking at where you can be.
Amen.
You will only be remembered for two things, the problem you saw or the one you create. Those who transfer knowledge are also capable of transferring error. Your seed is the only influence you have over your future. Loneliness is not the absence of affliction, but the absence of direction. You cannot be what you are not. You can become what you are not. Let me say that again. You cannot be what you are not, but you can become what you are not. I mean, that's all right. False accusation is the highest stage before supernatural promotion. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. The only good people in the Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Pop. Okay. Auntie Betty, would you lead us in a serenity prayer?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept the things.
The serenity to accept the things.
That I cannot change.
That I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The courage to change.
The things that I can change. And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Loretta, you want to go ahead with the prayer?
Actually, I'm passing the prayer on to Hubert. He wants to do the prayer, and that'll be out of Matthew 6:9. So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Yeah. All right, let's give thanks. prayer. When you are praying, do not behave like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in synagogues. Or on street corners in order to be noticed. I give you my word. They are already repaid. Whenever you pray, go to your room, close your door, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees what no man sees we will pray you. In your prayer, do not run on like the pagans. They think that they will win a hearing by the sheer multiplication of their words. Do not imitate them. Your Father that knows what you need before you ask him. This is how we ought to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be out your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our wrong we have done, and we forgive those who wrong us. Subject us not to the trial, but deliver us from the evil one. If you forgive the faults of others, your heavenly Father will forgive you yours. If you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive you. Toda Yaheva, bless Allah.
Amen.
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 Talking in English.
Thank you for that, Hubert. Before I do the closing prayer, do anyone have anything else they would like to say before I close? Okay. Well, this concludes our program for tonight. I just want to thank everyone for their participation. If you please bow your heads and let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to the end of our time together, we thank you for what has been accomplished here today. May the matters discussed cause us to advance and seek growth in all areas of our lives. May we leave here recognizing you are the God of all wisdom and you are willing to lead us forward. In this we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Everyone have a blessed week. We love you all. Every praise is to our God. Everyone of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Every praise.
Hallelujah.
It's to our God.
Everybody have a blessed week. I'm out. Love
have a blessed week. Alrighty. We love you all.
Good night. Good night. Guys.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Had to.
Thank you.